Lecture 10, Artists and Mammoth Hunters.
In the previous lecture, we described some of the features of life for the Cro-Magnons during the late Ice Age in Western Europe. And repeatedly, I referred to the spiritual dimension of their life. In this lecture, I want to explore one of the miracles of prehistory, the first known prehistoric art, the first art tradition ever developed by humanity. That occupies the first part of the lecture. And then, in the second part, we'll look at the late Ice Age settlement of Central Europe and of Eurasia as a preliminary to the next lecture when we look at the first settlement of the Americas. First, I'm going to discuss the first appearance of human art, which was being created in various forms, we think, around the world, the old world, I should say, by 25,000 years ago or so. Then I'm going to describe the first discovery of Cro-Magnon art, which at first was thought not to exist, that it was impossible. And then, after summarizing the features of Cro-Magnon, mobile and cave art, I'm going to evaluate the various theories which have been developed to explain the significance of the engravings and paintings, which today tend to attribute them to shamanistic rituals. Next, we'll journey to the Central European and Eurasian plains, where we visit the unique hunting societies of the late Ice Age in this very inhospitable environment. And finally, we'll discuss the amalgam of Eurasian and East Asian hunter-gatherer cultures, which developed over vast tracts of Siberia before 15,000 years ago. So we're going to cover a lot of topics here, but they all fit together fairly well. In the last lecture, I told you that Europeans first began making ornaments such as beads, pendants, and perforated animal teeth to adorn their persons about 40 to 30,000 years ago. These ornaments persist. And, at the same time, the Cro-Magnons started painting images. Images of animals, signs, even anthropomorphic figures on the walls of caves. Dark caves. These paintings were hidden from view. This was a dramatic development. It suggests a whole new dimension to human life. And, interestingly enough, although for many years we've assumed that the Europeans were the first to do this, they probably were not alone. For wall art appears almost as early in Australia, and perhaps in southern Africa. We believe today that the creation of art was probably a phenomenon throughout the old world by 25,000 years ago, at the height of the late Ice Age. Of course, a lot of this art has vanished because it's created probably in wood and other perishable materials, carvings and so on. The most durable, of course, are engravings and paintings on the walls of caves, far from daylight. The story of the discovery of Cro-Magnon art began in the year 1875, when a Spanish nobleman, Marcelino de Sautola, decided to dig for stone artifacts in a cave on his estate at Altamira in northern Spain. His young daughter Maria, 9 years old, begged to be allowed to come along with him. And being an indulgent father, he allowed her to do so. Maria soon became bored with the dull process of digging in muddy soil, grabbed a lantern, and wandered off into the dark cave by herself. Some time later, her father heard an excited voice yell, "Toros! Toros! Bull! Bull!" He dashed to her side, and in a low-ceiling chamber, they gazed upward at magnificent polychrome images of long-extinct bison painted on natural bulges on the ceiling in a side chamber.